General Motors says it will stop advertising in the Los Angeles Times. GM took that step after accusing the newspaper of factual errors and misrepresentations. It is not clear which articles were being criticized, but just this week, the Pulitzer Prize-winning auto critic at the Los Angeles Times, Dan Neal, called for the resignation of GM's chief executive. Neal and other industry analysts have sharply criticized GM's performance. They say the company is falling dangerously behind its foreign competitors, especially in developing hybrid cars. To talk about this some more, we're joined by Paul Eisenstein of the internet magazine TheCarConnection.com. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Steve.
Paul, how often does this happen that a major automaker gets angry at enough in a newspaper to pull out its ads?
More often than you realize. Over the years, there have been a lot of little battles. They've pulled pages from magazines like Car and Driver or Road and Track. At one point, the folks over at Chrysler, who were having problems at the time, were so upset by the coverage they got from the Detroit News that they literally barred the newspaper from sending reporters to Chrysler events, leading to a couple scuffles, and ultimately both sides realized it was an embarrassing mistake.
Now, I'm trying to figure out what the LA Times has said that goes so far beyond what others have said. You've been on this program, Paul, telling us about GM's declining profits, about their failure to develop interesting new cars and other problems.
Well, this may be, I'm sorry to use the cliche, the perfect storm of coverage. The LA Times, Mr. Neal in particular, have been very sharp in their criticism, and that's basically the tone of a lot of the coverage that GM's getting, but I think Dan just has a way with a razor tongue that has really gotten deep under the skin of General Motors executives. In fact, when I was at the New York show a couple weeks ago, Bob Lutz, who has been known as the car czar or vice chairman of GM, just basically spent half the time talking with reporters, complaining to the reporters about their coverage, insisting that we're passing on the myth of import superiority. There's a lot of thin skin over there right now, which is probably not surprising since it is a company looking down into the abyss right now.
I guess this is not a company where people are pretending they never read the articles that are written about them then.
No, they read it very closely. They have a big clipping service. Every executive in that company gets to see what the media has said the day before.
Now, the auto critic at the Los Angeles Times not only criticized GM's performance, but also called for the resignation of the CEO. Is that fair?
Well, I think a lot of us have been asking that question. I have a columnist on my site who has been taking on Mr. Wagner for quite a while. So I think that as a CEO of a company that is in serious trouble, had to spend $2 billion to untangle a mess it made with Fiat, that it promised that it was going to have a whole new wave of cars that were going to boost its market share this year. Well, GM hasn't seen things happen the way it planned, and that makes it a very good target.
Very briefly, in your estimation, does GM just have, as they would seem to suggest by this action, a PR problem?
Yeah, I think that they're having a bit of a PR problem, and they're making it all the worse by taking on the media so aggressively. This is the sort of thing that actually makes everybody start to ask the same questions that Dan Neal and his colleagues over at the LA Times raised in their recent coverage.
But you think it's more than a PR problem?
Well, I think it is. It's more than the PR problem because they have some serious product problems out there. They are in a deep financial mess. Some of them are beyond their control, like the legacy costs of retirees and health care. But the fact is, the new products GM introduced this year, only a few of them are selling well. A lot of the ones that were supposed to be crucial to their turnaround have bombed.
Paul, thanks very much.
Good to be with you, Steve.
That's Paul Eisenstein of the internet magazine TheCarConnection.com and a regular guest on this program, Morning Edition. You're listening to NPR News.